Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 28 of the letters of John. Today's title is Evidence of Being a Child of God. Kevin DeYoung wrote, "It's not convincing to say you're a child of God if you have none of the characteristics of your father." John Stott said, "Sin and the child of God are incompatible. They may occasionally meet, but they cannot live together in harmony." Our text today is 1 John 3:7 through 10. "Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, and he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother." John gives three signs that a person is a saved child of God. Saved people do not practice sinning. They do practice righteousness, and they love their brothers. David L. Allen does an excellent job of explaining these proofs of salvation in his commentary, 1 through 3 John, Fellowship in God's Family. Verse 7 provides the obverse scenario of verse 6. "Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, just as Jesus is righteous." John couches this assertion in a tender pastoral tone. "Little children, let no one deceive you." False teachers are behind the notion that one can be born again and yet practice a sinful lifestyle. John refutes such attempted deception. F.W. Farrar, in Truths to Live By, makes this profound statement. "We do not attach ourselves to Christ by our own righteous acts, but because we are attached to Christ, we are able to perform righteous acts. We do not make ourselves God's children because we are good, but being the children of a good God, we can live as His children." Imagine a professional football player who is an all-pro and master of his position. He knows what his responsibilities are and how to carry out his assignments. Normally, he performs his tasks as he should, but occasionally he misses an assignment. He may miss a block or a tackle. But that's not the norm for him. Rather, it's the exception. That's the way it is in our Christian life. Sin is the exception, not the rule. If sin is the rule rather than the exception, you cannot have been born of God. In verse 8, John carries the trajectory of this argument even further. He tracks the source of habitual sin to Satan himself. Jesus made the same connection in the Gospel of John, 8:4:4. He says, "You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." The name devil means slanderer or accuser. The devil's lifestyle of sin has been so from the beginning. This probably refers to the beginning of Satan's rebellion against God. John then states why Jesus appeared concerning the devil, that he might destroy his works. John now begins to draw his argument to a close by stating in verse 9 that no one who has been born of God practices sin. His use of the perfect tense stresses the complete and final nature of the new birth. The reason why Christians cannot practice sin is because we have been given new birth by God Himself. The crucial question is, what does John mean by the phrase God's seed? John is referring to the fact of the divine nature in us by virtue of the new birth. This new birth prohibits a lifestyle of sin in one who is truly born again. Christians may sin, as John has already confirmed, but genuine Christians don't want to sin. John's final point is found in verse 10. Every person is a member of one of two families, God's family or the devil's family. The distinguishing mark is what one practices, righteousness or sin. One who does not practice righteousness is not of God, meaning God is not his spiritual father. The foolproof test in this paternity dispute is to take swabs of lifestyle, and the one that shows no evidence of someone doing the right thing can't be God's child. John then adds a final comment specifying one act of righteousness that he has already addressed and will address again, loving Christian brothers and sisters in the church. In essence, God and Satan are the heads of two families. You are either a child of God or of Satan. Every person who has not been born into the family of God is a member of the family of Satan. The new birth determines what family you are in today. Here are some questions for today. How are you doing on the three proofs of being a child of God? God's children do not practice sinning. God's children practice righteousness, and God's children love their brothers and sisters in Christ. Which one causes you the most difficulty in your daily walk? As his child, in what ways do you resemble your heavenly Father? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.